Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Undefeated Duke and NC State start their real seasons this weekend. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The so-called North Carolina polls have the Tar Heels down toward the bottom of all the schools that play football in this state after Saturday's 70-41 flogging at East Carolina. Duke and NC State are ranked near the top after both have started with 4-0 records. But listen to these facts. Duke has rolled over powers Elon, Troy, Kansas, and Tulane by a combined score of 174-46. That means next to nothing, as the cumulative record of the Blue Devils' first four patsies is 4-10. If they are as good as advertised, they will handle a 2-2 Miami team in Coral Gables Saturday night, but I wouldn't bet on it since the Hurricanes have lost at Louisville and at Nebraska, which are 7-1 on the season. I would bet on NC State getting hammered by top-ranked Florida State and Carter Finley. The Wolfpack might be 4-0, outscoring Georgia Southern, Old Dominion, South Florida, and Presbyterian by 161-74. Those teams, surprisingly, have a combined 9-7 record. But that won't help the Pack facing the renewed Seminoles, who somehow beat Clemson in OT without Heisman Trophy quarterback Jameis Winston and are still on track to defend their national title. Trust me, it won't be pretty on the fairgrounds. There is ample doubt about how good Dave Doran's second state team is, and FSU will expose weaknesses the Wolfpack hasn't even shown yet. Florida State must be feeling like it got a reprieve off death row after outlasting Clemson and will march through Raleigh like Grant did Atlanta many years ago. Come Monday morning, Pack fans will be eating the same crow Tar Heel Nation has been spitting out all week. Duke at Miami is a much tougher call because the Dukies have clearly reached the maturation point of David Cutcliffe's rebuilding job. But for the Blue Devils to defend their Coastal Division crown, they have to win difficult ACC games on the road. Astute Duke fans know that every season over the last 25 years their team has had a great record. It was helped by the ACC not being very good. In 1989, when Steve Spurrier won their last ACC championship, FSU wasn't even in the league. Carolina was 1-10, and they barely beat Clemson and NC State at home. Last year, the Dukies won 10 games, but still lost twice to teams they should have beaten. This year, they still don't get Clemson or Florida State, but must play at Miami, Georgia Tech, and Pitt. If they're that good, they'll prove it starting Saturday. This is Archansky. See ya.